One of the options that is allowed during the comprehensive distance learning, which is the model we're in now, is a limited in-person instruction. That's limited to cohorts of 10 students, and that safety and keeping kids healthy and safe is the main priority as we're planning. But in order to bring groups of small students up to 10, we can have no more than 250 in the building per week, so we're not able to offer that in-person support to all students, but we are planning to offer it to kind of our most vulnerable learners or students who aren't as successful in the distance learning model or previously relied on supports like special education or English language supports.